a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Guys, I mean, generally, all right, I understand guys as a sort of a group.
Species, yeah.
Can be gross.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I would like to hope that a majority of us aren't, but also we are.
Well, it's gross in different ways.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, it's like not being able to aim in the toilet properly, gross.
Mm.
And then there's gross, you know, other things.
Yeah, like personality-wise. Anyway, Hannah is a 25-year-old. She looks like a bit of fun. And she has jumped on socials and she's gone viral.
Yeah.
Because she's just broken up with her boyfriend, her first sort of long-term boyfriend, and realised that something that he does is not customary for all men to do.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She's like, I thought this was just normal. I thought all guys did this because I've never sort of spent much time with guys before apart from this one. So what he does is instead of getting up to go to the toilet at night, he keeps bottles, empty bottles next to the bed and he just sort of fills them up. And then goes back to sleep. And then they just sit next to the bed until she, they would just sit next to the bed until she got sick of it. And then she emptied them. She didn't even just throw them out. She's like, oh, yeah, no, they'd sit there for days unless I emptied them.
You wonder why women have had enough.
Like, so many reasons. So many reasons.
I know.
This is just
but
like one example.
But like, you're telling, like, what?
As a guy.
She thought it was normal as well.
Yeah.
She thought this poor girl.
Right, but people are weighing in. Obviously people are saying it's lazy and feral, which I mean
both seriously.
Appropriate.
Yeah.
People saying, oh, why did I get a flashback to my ex? And then another one, there's more men out there that do this. My ex partner did this. A lot of people saying, oh, my former partners did it.
Yeah.
And then a
that's
guy
putrid.
Was, guy was like, I thought everyone did this. I've been doing it for 10 plus years.
Oh, my God.
Probably the same bottles.
Yeah, and I bet you your mum's been coming in to clean them as well. Yeah, enjoy that.
Yeah. So if you're wondering
why. Do you
do
this?
What? Are you joking?
I am.
Are you
joking? But I'm scared.
Have you met me?
I have met you, but I'm also scared.
Oh, my God.
I don't know who to trust anymore.
Oh, my God.
Do you reckon Tim does it?
Tim? No, nah. No, we're pretty particular boys here.
Yeah. You really are. Particular
boys. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. Monday you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break
my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job. They're always full of fun and interesting facts.
I read along with my eyebrows.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I was too
you did
busy
very well.
Trying not to stuff up to be able to see that. Can you
sorry
do a bit of eyebrow gear now?
Nah.
Okay. Wouldn't make for good radio, would it?
No, it doesn't.
This also may not. Did you know that NASA provides astronauts with liquid salt and pepper? So here's a little drop of salt, little drop of pepper.
Oh, I love that.
For space, yeah. Swearing before doing exercise makes you perform better.
Yeah.
Yeah, psych yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same for a radio show.
Oh.
So.
Oh, it does help sometimes when the mics go off and you just let out a big...
Nah. Depends who you're swearing at, I
guess.
Chimpanzees are better at difficult tasks when they're being watched by an audience.
Oh.
Which is the opposite of me.
Yeah, me too.
When a bald eagle loses a feather, it will automatically shed the same feather on its other side to maintain balance.
That is a cool fact. That is fun.
Like fighter jets. What else have I got? Did you know that alternative names for the seven dwarves considered for the 1937 Disney film?
Okay, I don't know. I'd read them first before you say them on air.
Sneezy Wheezy.
Okay.
Biggie Wiggy.
Okay.
Big O Ego. Awful. And Dumpy.
Okay.
reads like a list of my exes.
Oh my God.
Okay. And let's wrap it with this one. A standard 1.5 ton car traveling at 60 k's an hour, so standard speed, standard car, has the mechanical energy, so the, I guess the momentum, yeah, of a piano being dropped from the top of the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, God.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Doesn't seem like I'd be moving that fast.
No, no, no.
Maths, I mean, who knows, who understands it? Not me.
Physics, you mean?
That too. See? That's your Fun Fact Friday. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday, doesn't even start. It's Fun Fact Friday. Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Went out for dinner last night, little date night, which, you know, Jimmy and I don't regularly get to do.
Lovely.
And the last time we actually went out for a nice meal was probably June or something. So I was just like, wow, we never get to do this.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's go. He had a haircut in Torquay. And so I was like, oh, yeah, I'll come along and then we'll go out for dinner afterwards. Beautiful. And maybe it's been because it's been a while. I've forgotten how to be a human.
Okay.
With the regular people, you know, because I'm just in here with you and Lingy every day, and then not doing much in that on the weekend. So what do? You forget how to act. The lovely wait. I'm not going to say where I went, but it was beautiful.
Oh, great.
Also, you know, but I'm feeling bad. No, I went to the Kin in Torquay. It was great.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, loved it. Right.
Lovely.
And the lovely lady that was taking care of us came over and she was 11 out of 10. Great. Loved her. Jimmy had gone to the bathroom and so I was there alone, left to my own devices.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And, unsupervised. And she came over and she was like, oh, hey, you know, can I, you know, I'll get you the menu or whatever. And can I start you off with some still or sparkling water? And I said, still water is cool. But I must have like... I just thought it was coming out of my mouth saying, still water's cool. Like, I'll take still water, thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
But I must have said, still water is cool. And so she stopped. She stopped and looked at me and I'm like, and then I was like, still water is cool. And then she looks at me and then I gave two thumbs up.
Like, yeah, oh, this is like when you panicked and did a shaka to the guy serving you at Blackman's.
I know. Why do I do this? And I'm like... I am cool with still water. And she's like, no worries.
Yes.
And then Jimmy got back and I'm like, oh, God damn it. I did this. And he's like, oh, he's like, I can't leave you alone at all.
No.
Why am I just the weirdest person?
She's gone into the kitchen going, check out this bird.
I know.
She's really into still water.
Really into it. Thinks it's so cool and hip. The Tom, Lingy and
Loggy podcast. I've been sort of in radio for 18 years.
Wow.
Almost 18
and
years.
And you know what? Have not aged a day, can I just say? Look at those beautiful blues.
That is lovely of you to say. You can stay.
Thank you.
You know, and it's been really, I went from working at Blockbuster Video.
Yeah, which was the ultimate of its time.
Yeah.
Like a very hot career.
Yeah, I did have, you know, great hair at the time. Not so much anymore. But I went straight from Blockbuster Video into radio, so it may not surprise you to hear that I have no other skills.
No, you do. I think that you're a chameleon, you know what I mean? I think you could throw you around anywhere and you get on with it, you know?
I got asked to make a LinkedIn a while back. It was a thing that we sort of a certain tier of like lower level management was asked to do.
Yeah. LinkedIn scares me because if you look at someone's profile, don't they get like a little notification? Yeah. I hate that. Yeah. It's terrible.
I know. So I don't use it. So I'd literally set up the most basic thing because I got my job, which is content director of K-Rock.
I'm pretty sure we gave you some sass for it because it was so bad.
Okay. That sounds right. Coming from you, who's afraid of LinkedIn.
Yeah, I know, but your profile was just terrible.
Okay. Well, it's just me in a T-shirt standing here in front of the
wall. That's right. I said it needs to be more professional than that, I think.
Yeah, well, I'm not looking.
It looks like you've just come out of Goo nightclub from back in the day.
No, it doesn't. I've just got a T-shirt on and I'm standing in front of the wall here in the studio. So I'm not obviously looking for work, but LinkedIn is very, it's a very active social media platform, I guess.
Yeah.
For professionals, and it's for driven people. Mm. And so, you know, people get on it and like, there's a lot of
connections and there's a lot of, oh, I like what you do, a bit of poaching as well.
Yeah, a lot of Wayne Kerr-y.
Oh, as well,
yeah, where we're all like, okay. Yeah, look, this is my achievements.
Well, you're doing well, because the way that you're posing in this photo is chest out too. Like you've pumped up your chest, and okay, that's very Wayne Kerr.
Okay, so very LinkedIn.
You're very LinkedIn. You're on it.
Well, that may have something to do with what I'm about to tell you next, because when they see what your role is, a content director, and they don't really know what that means for radio, so, and there's not a heap of radio jobs that are that role that come up.
Yeah.
So when they do come up, I get like an alert about it. Hey, such and such is looking for a content director.
Yeah, you better not. Honestly, but also, don't even.
But also, there are other like businesses that have content directors that aren't the same role as me. That's just got the same name, yeah?
Oh, I never thought about that.
Yeah,
before.
So I get these like, hey, such and such is like, yeah, and I'm like, oh, that's not, that wouldn't even apply to my skills. And please, dear God, LinkedIn, stop sending me emails.
Okay.
So many emails.
Yeah, I'm sure that you could do something about that.
So I couldn't tell you the last time I logged on. Anyway, I got an email yesterday from LinkedIn. And I just think I may not be able to resist.
Oh.
But also, we've just had our Geelong council elections.
Yeah.
Stretch Contell's now the mayor again.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. This could make people go, what the hell is going on Gerringap Street? Like, okay, what the hell is going on in Town Hall?
Mm.
Because the top job picked for me in this email is from the City of Greater Geelong. They're hiring. And I would be a good personal trainer.
I'm sorry.
No, that was my reaction too.
I'm sorry. It's got nothing to do, but it's just like, why?
So where did they get that
it's
information?
It's the photo, for sure.
Is it?
It's the photo.
Do you think it is?
Yeah, I reckon. Because you got chest out. You're the director of content and abs. You know, like games.
Oh, I don't know if I look.
I'm a content games director. Yeah, that's. Yeah. And why are they hiring a personal trainer?
Personal trainer role at City of Greater Geelong.
Whose money is that coming out of?
I guess.
You know.
No, but I think it'd probably be like a swim sport leisure sort of.
Okay.
But what
I thought
is,
you meant like a personal trainer for there.
There is something wrong, something rotten at City Hall if they look at me and look at my LinkedIn and go, do you know what? You could be our next personal trainer.
Mate, you've been speaking yourself up so much on this show for the last 12 months. Of course this was going to happen. Someone's like, hey, you know what? I've seen Tom with his shirt off multiple times. I reckon he could lift.
Yeah.
Or do whatever personal trainers do.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
We went on Tuesday to Saltaire Spa and each experienced a wonderful Saltaire experience.
Yes. It was great, Tom. And you guys got the massages. I got the facials. Chris, welcome into the studio. You're not normally a breakfast guy, but here you are. Yeah. And we got you in because you got the same massage.
You know, I really want to be here.
Well, you got the same massage that Tom got, which was the remedial massage, right? So it's deep tissue, beautiful. You come out of there and you're like, oh, God, I'm loose, loosey-goosey. Great, right?
Mm.
The thing that masseuses shouldn't have to deal with is noises from clients, I would say, because a very good source that is always very trustworthy.
Again, he's called Tim very good.
Tom.
This is what I've got issue with.
Yeah, I don't necessarily trust him, but I'm happy to go with this one because I think it's hilarious that you were moaning and groaning your way through this massage like nobody's business. And that's the problem. That's the problem. It is nobody's business, least of all your wonderful masseuse.
Mm.
Can you moan? Or make noise. Let's just say.
Make noise.
Yeah, moaning gets a little bit. Let's keep it.
Yeah.
Let's keep it above
we're
the belt.
It, yes, obviously, we're not suggesting that you are any type of weirdo.
No.
But we're just saying. I think during a massage, you can't go. Ooh,
no, you got to. Yeah.
Just keep your pain to your damn self.
That's
right. Yeah, exactly.
Tanya in Warm Ponds, can you make noise while you're having a massage, or is it inappropriate?
Shout out to Marcus at NJJ. He will. keep going harder and harder and harder until you make noise.
Oh.
He's not happy. He's the most statistical massage therapist there is. And he will not stop until you've made noise.
Oh. Okay.
And the more I fall out, the harder he makes it.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's...
Well, that's, you know, sometimes... Okay.
That's someone who just loves his job. That's,
well, exactly. You know, yeah. You know, and we're not masseuses, not three of us.
No.
So we don't really know. That's why we're asking the question.
Good at what he does.
Yeah, so we're getting some answers today.
Clearly. Jesse in Cario, can you make noise whilst having a massage or should you just keep your mouth shut?
Well, I'm going to spin this one around.
Be careful.
Can a masseuse talk to you while you're having a massage?
Can they...
Or does a masseuse... Yeah. Can they interact with some like with themselves or a workmate and that while you're having a massage?
Oh, well, see, that's a question for another time.
Well, no,
isn't
I just,
it? There's so many.
I think in that case, I don't think they should be persistently chatting all the way through the massage. But I think if they like want to talk to you or they need to address a colleague for a particular reason, then I think that's okay.
But if they also if they're making noises during a massage, I'll say no.
Yeah.
If that's
if
not
they're going, ooh. All right, thanks.
Great question, Jesse. We might come back to that one. We are talking to Anonymous right now, though.
Okay.
Anonymous, thank you for joining us. What do you have to say on people making noises during massages?
Well, first off, leave poor Chris alone.
Thanks.
It's not his fault. All right, I'm on your side, Chris. Now, I've had three massages in my lifetime. First one was a relaxation one. I fell asleep within 5 minutes and snored my head off.
Yeah.
I made lots of noise by snoring. No issues there. The next two were those remedial ones, and I swore like a sailor.
Okay.
He put a pressure point on the back of my knee. I just said, kicked the bloke and called him every name under the sun.
Wow.
Okay.
There is nothing wrong with letting it out, because I tell you what, it ain't relaxing when you go in there thinking you got a sore back, you're going to get the tension released, and then they start hitting you with all these weird spots on your back.
Yeah,
so the reason you've only had three massages then is because you've been banned from further massages, I imagine. Is that why?
Yeah, just about.
Yeah. You didn't kick anyone, did you, Chris? We didn't ask that.
No, I was polite. I was lovely. And three callers, no one's bagging me, so I appreciate that.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.